Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, y'all have got to act like y'all been there before, man. We're going to have to talk about this on Wednesday, man. Because I don't think y'all understand that you are the one when you really stop making these women special. But we're going to talk about, remember, what we're going to be talking about on Wednesday's show, or I might do it on Monday. Oh, I don't know, Monday or Wednesday, I'm trying to figure out. We got to talk about, is that air you breathing right now? Remember Morpheus said that shit to Neo that woke his ass up? Because I don't think y'all don't understand that you can do damn near anything in this damn matrix with these women. I'm not saying force yourself on her or trick her into sex. I'm not saying that. I'm saying a woman that is so blown away by you that she is willing to change shit that's going on in her life to fit your life. That's what the fuck I'm saying, guys. Jeez, boy. But let me keep going. Let me read this motherfucking cake-ass thing. Sorry, guys. All right, anyway. So, like we were saying, okay, so he's getting all caught up in it, right? Okay. He said, I think the part where I really messed up was being proactive. Okay? Yes. And as he was doing that, he said she started to see him less and less, canceling our dates. We would set up a date, and the night before she would cancel, and she would say she's busy with her studies. At first, I was understanding and agreed that we should reschedule, but it got worse from there. We would set up an important, meaningful date to go ice skating, which I thought would be romantic, and again, she would cancel. There were three different times that we were supposed to go ice skating, I guess indoor, I guess. I don't know why the fuck you go ice skating with a chick anyway. At the last time she canceled, everything fell apart. I got really upset because I really wanted to see her. Now, hear me out. There's always a saying in the game, you don't make a hoe a housewife. When you have a woman that has friend with benefit type things, that's not a relationship, guys. That's just someone that when you want to fuck, you call. Or when she wants to fuck you, she'll call you. You guys, you should have, okay, why do we always tell you about the practice squad, okay? We always tell you about the farm system of going in to get these women. Some of these women can't make the roster, right? Some women you can't use the draft. So what you want to do is throw their ass on the practice squad, okay? Meaning that, you know what? You're not worthy enough to be on my roster, but if you get on my roster, you'll be like a 10 or a 9 or 8. That's booty call at the bottom of the list. They don't get no Valentine's Day cards. They don't get no Christmas gifts. You don't hang out with them. You just fuck them, guys. I don't understand why it is you guys make these women so special. Let me continue. He says the final time she canceled the day was literally the last minute in the morning. I woke up in her text right before we were supposed to. Now it's a crucial part where I think my actions have caused her to go cold. Yes. And he wasn't saying led me on, but that's not true. When you're smashing a friend with benefit, there's no lead on. When you make it more than what it seems because you don't have options. Let me tell y'all about women. See, guys, women, y'all, I always tell you, they may be naive, but they ain't stupid. And a woman can tell if she made a mistake by giving up the pussy. How can she find that out? Because a lot of women will say, oh, my God, I can't believe I gave him the pussy. I gave somebody pussy who don't have options. Oh, my God, I can't believe I did that. Now he's going to be harassing me and hounding me and following me around because I gave him the pussy. Guys, you gotta act like you've been there before. You gotta act and not even act. You gotta be like that. Don't act the part. See, when you have women, guys, after you get your dick wet with old girl, you say goodbye. You get on your motherfucking, you take your trench coat like Neil did. You punch the ground and fly the fuck off. Like, you know what I mean, right? And just go about your merry old way. She knows you're not going to call her tonight. She knows you ain't going to call her at all. She knows that if you call, it's for a re-up of a fucking, or she's going to call you. That's the understanding. But when you guys start to make it all about questions and, well, you know, I just think that, you know, because we spend so much time together, always, guys, let me tell you something. She can fuck you from Monday to Sunday once a day. It's still not a relationship. But because you guys don't have get enough pussy out there, y'all think it is a relationship. So what you do is you try to make it a relationship. You don't do that. So let me finish the last paragraph and all this shit. The lines are open if y'all want to call in. I woke up to her text saying that she thought about everything and thinks it would be beneficial for us to stop being intimate. Part of our relationship. Yeah. That we could still be friends. But she thinks the best thing, it's the best thing because she doesn't want to feel pressured and forced. Exactly. And she doesn't want to waste any time. She went on and said that she went into this thing wanting just friends with benefit, nothing else. She wanted to study and fuck. That's all she wanted to do. Then she said, what happened? Then she said she didn't know what happened. Okay, let me see. She wants to hang out, but then she said she didn't know if she wanted to because she felt pressured again. See? And here's the guy. I like to hang out with her. I want to enjoy her presence, crazy, and have an amazing day with her. Jesus Christ. But after she said it wasn't a good idea because she has too much homework and everything, that's when I lost it and called her a liar. And how she changes her story. Who's the one getting emotional now? My God, this is why these women don't want to fuck you guys. Guys, let me explain something. We got to talk. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to do something that I don't think I've ever done before. I'm going to take all you motherfuckers upstairs. All you guys, I'm going to take you upstairs to the land of ass and titties. But wait. Before I take you upstairs, Darius, on my goddamn couch. Freelance, don't you be digging in the refrigerator. Jeremy, stop digging in my, don't dig in my cupboards. See who else I got to talk to. Who else? Player Rose, stay off the phone up there. HFC, just don't fuck with my, remote controls or anything like that. Just, hey, we're all going to go up in orderly fucking fashion. I normally don't take all you up there. It's always one. But I'm going to take you motherfuckers upstairs, okay? And Usher, do not touch my Xbox. Theo, don't fuck with my PlayStation. Don't do it. I'm just saying. We're going upstairs. Just sit the fuck down. Don't touch any asses. Don't touch any titties. Don't feed my fucking fish. Don't touch my bird. Don't even fuck with my dogs. Leave everything alone. We about to go upstairs. All right? Star Fox, I got to throw you in this also. Man, look. Don't fuck with my shoe collection. Leave that shit alone. All right? Stay off my computer, Star Fox. Doc, that goes for you too. But now that I said that, let's single file. We're all going to go upstairs. Y'all sit your asses down. Just sit the fuck down. Don't get up. Don't ask to eat anything because I ain't feeding all you motherfuckers. Let's go upstairs.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
I don't know if I should be doing this shit with all you motherfuckers. Now sit y'all asses down. Now let's talk. Now look. Never look at friends with benefits them more than you just fucking. That's all I'm saying. All I want you to do is you just fuck it. That's it. Theo, sit your ass down. See, this is why I only can bring y'all up there. Y'all listen. Sit your ass down, Theo. Now, what I'm saying is this. To all you guys out there, you've got to understand this or overstand this. Women love dick. I will repeat myself again. Women love dick. They masturbate a lot. They play with themselves every chance they get. They want a dick inside of them. But gentlemen, listen to Unc. The reason why most of you are not fucking them is because you are not playing by the rules of fucking and benefits. When you are fucking her, you're not dating her. Don't bug her. Don't call her. You can send a text here and there. But you know what? When you're doing it right, they'll send you pussy pictures, ass pictures, and titty pictures. So you don't even have to ask for that shit. They will send it to you. Okay? That's what I'm saying. They will send it to you. But when you begin to talk about relationship and love, listen. A lot of women, and I'm not, listen, guys, we upstairs. All of us are upstairs. So y'all sit your ass down. Scary Perry, please don't touch my puzzle set. Sit your ass down, Scary Perry. Now, what I'm saying to y'all guys is this. Look, it's this simple. They have to wake up in the morning and there was crap on, throwing all that fucking makeup, right? They got to get in their goddamn car to get harassed by guys driving by them damn near every day. Only to park their car and walk around the office being looked and goggled at by men all day, right? Then there are guys out there that's trying to fuck them but trying to be their best friend. They got to avoid those guys. They got to avoid the bosses and all those that. They got to do a lot of avoiding, right? And because it's a man's world, they get treated like second-class citizens and all this other stuff. A lot of pressure on them. Why do you think they always drinking that goddamn wine? Why? Because they fucking want to get sloshed and shit. They ain't got no dick. When they ain't got no dick. See, when they have dick, they don't use the wine. But a lot of them are under a lot of pressure because they're in a man's world. And they can't go nowhere without people cackling and all that other stuff. So because of all those pressures, sometimes they just want to go home, pick up the telephone, and say, can you come over and fuck me? That's all. I don't want to drink wine. I just want your dick in my mouth, or I just want you to fuck me. I want you to pin my knees to my shoulder, fuck the shit out of me, nut in my face, my hair, my back, and just leave. That's all I want, where I can just take a bath. I can cry a little bit because that's what I do. I can sit in the tub, and I can read a good book, and I can go to sleep knowing I had some good dick. That's what most of them want, guys. That's what most of them want. But the problem is, and even like the single mothers, they got to deal with little Timmy, a little Day-Day, or their little snot-nosed kid, and they got to deal with the schooling. They got to wake up early. Let's look at them for a second. They got to wake up early. They've got to make sure the homework is done later on that night or early in the morning. They got to get the lunch together. They got to get them dressed. They got to get them ready for school, and then they go about their day again. Then they got to come home. They got to do homework. They got to feed little Day-Day or little kids and all that other stuff. They got to make sure they're watching appropriate TV shows. Then they got to take their showers. Then they got to get ready for bed, and she's stressed the fuck out. That's why they usually call you and say, can you just pull up? I'll come outside and suck your dick. I just need some of that tapioca pudding to feel better about myself so she can go about her day. Okay, guys? You understand? That's all I'm trying to tell y'all guys. They want dick, okay? They want to fuck. They love dick. But they've got to be really choosy or make choices, excuse me, on the kind of dick that they fuck. a lot of women, listen, and I'm going to tell you this. I told you, a lot of women have different guys to do different things. So they need the guy that they want to fuck. He's got to understand that, look, you ain't taking me out to dinner. That's not your job. Your job is not to be my chauffeur. Your job is not to be the shoulder to cry on. Your job is not to be the one that puts up my Christmas lights or Halloween lights. You don't have to fix anything. All you got to do is come over and fuck me. That's your job. Now, can you do it? And for most of you motherfuckers out there, you guys are sitting around saying, yeah, I can do this. But then you start catching fucking feelings. And as soon as you start catching fucking feelings, what's happening is you're going to be like, well, damn, how many times that motherfucker going to call your phone? Why are you blowing up your phone? Hey, baby, I'm coming over. Why are you over your house? Why you got that motherfucker over your house for? Guys, you can't do that. Your job is dick, but the problem is she's got to make sure that you can handle the other guys. Can you handle her and her husband? Can you handle her being with her boyfriend, her being with the guy she's dating, her being with the guy she's living with, her being single and free to mingle, her just dating as many guys as she wants? Can you deal with, you know, her hanging out with the guy putting up at Christmas lights and Halloween lights, the guy that's fixing shit in her house? Can you deal with those things? Can you deal with, you call her, well, you know what, I'm eating right now. Yeah, I'm sorry, baby. That was my girlfriend. Hell, can you deal with being called her girlfriend? Can you deal with those things? And if you can deal with those things, you're going to be fine because you're not interrupting her life. Her life is her life. If she's got kids, I'm not bringing no toys for the kids, pushing the kid on a swing. I'm not bringing them to the park and throwing a ball, or we have a tea party set. I ain't doing none of that shit. That ain't my job. It's their job, not mine. My job is to clean and scrub my dick, wash my balls, and clean my ass up, and wait to get that phone call to come up. You know, baseball and shit, when the pitcher's already fucked up, and they go, hey, all right, they be like, bring in the next guy and shit. And then the motherfucker in the bullpen warming up. That's you. She'll call you at 2 in the morning, 1, 12. Hey, she even call you at lunchtime. Look, I'm stressing at work. I got this important meeting. It's a lot of pressure. I need to suck your dick right now. Can you just meet me at the corner of 58 Blunt? And we'll get the part. I just need the dick in the mouth. I just want to suck your dick. That's all. Just... And look, I'll pull my panties to the side. Well, fuck, but I got to get back to my meeting. Now, you can't come in me. We all should be wrapping up. Why? Because, guys, when you come inside of a woman, what happens is the cum leaks out as well. So she can't walk around with no drippy panties on. So please wrap up. But anyway, it doesn't matter the situation. I don't care. When she wants some dick, she going to make that phone call. And the phone call is basically this. What you doing? You busy? Can I see you right now? Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and take a shower or blah, 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 and I'll see you. That's it. That's it. That's it, gentlemen. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. That's it. That's it. I don't give a fuck about your kid. See, as soon as you... with a single mother that you smashing, as soon as you like, hey, little Timmy, catch this ball. You fucked up right there. She, you have just fallen out of the dick with benefits. Why? Because little Timmy like, are you my daddy? Oh, you don't want that shit. No. How they do it when they have kids is, they do it two ways, guys. One, they'll put the kids in front of TV, preferably SpongeBob SquarePants, sit them little motherfuckers down, Walt Disney, whatever, and say, you stay still, and mommy will be right back. I'm just going to be in the other room. And she will sneak your ass in, and you smash, and whisk your ass out. Or she'll put them motherfuckers to bed and wait till the kids go to bed. Then you can tiptoe your ass in, tiptoe on that ass, and tiptoe your ass out. Or I've got the third one. Or the third one, what she'll do is she'll have you pull up in the driveway. She'll be like, oh, okay, mommy will be right back. I got to take out the trash. And she'll go downstairs, suck your dick, and come back and say, come see me later on tonight for some of this pussy. That's it. You have no touching the kids. And I don't mean touch them. I'm saying no throwing the motherfucker up in the air, no tea parties, and no football and video games. No, that's not your job. That's that sucker's job. Everybody's got a role. But you can't get mad at the motherfucker that's spending time with this woman. You cannot have your feelings in this. Y'all hear me? Y'all cannot do that. Jay, stay out of my refrigerator. Now, I'm sorry. Y'all just joined us. We upstairs. I brought everybody upstairs today for the first time ever. So I'm just trying to sit y'all ass down. And I'm teaching you Friends with Benefits 101. If you are fucking her or she is sucking your dick and the phone rings, just be quiet. Let her finish her conversation with your dick in your mouth or not. And then when she hangs up the phone, let her then go back down and suck the dick. What I'm saying to you guys out there is that you don't ask questions. You don't ask who that was. Who's calling your phone? Why is it? You don't do that. You just be like, okay, get back on this dick. That's all you do. And if she gets a text message and she's got to answer it because maybe it's her fiance or her boyfriend or somebody or maybe her chauffeur, the guy buying her dinner, or a bank account, she's got to answer the phone. So let her answer the phone, let her text, and if she does this and pulls her shirt down and do a selfie, do not get mad. She ain't your girl. Don't make her more than what she is. It's a simple understanding. You come over, we fuck, and you leave. And after you fuck, guys, with a friend with benefits, and if she's at your house, the time is ticking. I'm in a good mood today. I will allot her at least 30 minutes. See, I'm being nice. She want to go and wash her ass up in the shower, go ahead, clean yourself up, because I know you got a date. So you know what? Go get yourself together. And guys, if she brings her makeup over, not to stay in your bathroom. I'm saying, see, a lot of women Friday night, what they'll do when they got like a date or something like that, they'll call up the booty call guy. They'll go over to his house and fuck him, right? And then they'll get themselves fixed up for the date. And then take his food and double back to your place again and feed you and fuck you again. And that's a double date thing that I'm saying. But what I'm saying to y'all guys right now is the important thing that you got to do here is look, after we fuck and you need to get ready for your date, hey, go ahead. Get yourself ready. And after you get yourself ready, you get your fucking lipstick and your eyeliner and all that makeup and shit, get it all together, and get it the fuck out of my house. I don't mind her getting herself ready for the date after we fuck, because that's not my business. But I know she's in a hurry because sometimes, guys, you don't understand women, man. Women, when women don't have dick, they just drink wine. You don't believe me? I'm telling you, women drink wine every damn day, all day, every day if they could, especially on weekends. They could finish a bottle, read a book, pet their cat, cry, take a bath, and then watch some, like, Lifetime show on TV, and then go masturbate, or masturbate in between those times. That's what women are doing. Why? Because they cannot see they get mad at you. You know, she like, you know what? And 504, I'm going to use you as an example and shit. She can be like, you know what? Damn, I'm mad at 504. Man, I would love to fuck him, but all he does when he just want to know what I'm doing now, what I'm doing it with, and why am I going out with this guy, and why am I hanging out? I don't want to hear that shit. When I want some dick, I just want some dick. That's how they are. And they will, hey, I don't care if they're going to a bar mitzvah. I don't care where they're going. When they feeling the pressure, they want some dick. When they are watching a sad movie and they're crying, they will call the shoulder to come over and watch a Lifetime show. We'll get some ice cream. We're throwing our little buddy slippers on, and we'll sit there and watch Lifetime, and I'll cry on your shoulder. But when I want some dick, I'm going to go in the bathroom, call the dick up, and get rid of my shoulder to cry on and bring the dick in. Or the guy that's driving me around town, you know, I get to borrow his car or whatever. Or the guy that brings me meals, you know, he brings me dinner. He'll DoorDash an expensive meal. We'll have our meal. Oh, my God, yes. But then all of a sudden, oh, my God, I've got a headache. I'm not feeling good. You know, it is this time of the month for me, and I'm cramping. You got to get out my doorway so I can go ahead and get myself ready for that dick coming over. Just because, guys, she has guys over her house doesn't mean she's fucking them, okay? It means that every guy has a purpose, and your purpose is not to drive her around, not to be a shoulder to cry on, not to bring her any drinks, no food. You're not fixing shit, and you're not her bank account. You're 100% pure beef. No additives, no preservatives. You're just giving her nothing but dick, and you're getting the fuck on your day. As soon as you put your emotions in this shit, she is getting rid of you. A woman doesn't want, listen, they already hassle with men, right? And they know they got to keep coming up with ways to hold off the guys that they using who they ain't fucking, you know what I mean? So they too busy worried about that shit, which puts a lot of pressure on them. So what makes them relieve them? See, sometimes they get tired of the Willy Mammoth 2000 dildo. They get tired of sticking shit in their pussy. They want a warm, throbbing dick. I'm telling you, that's all they want. They want you to come in, fuck them, and go. As soon as you get done fucking and you do it and you smack my ass, get the fuck out. You can leave. Go. I'm done. I can go to sleep now. Good night. You just go ahead and close the door. Lock the bottom lock if you can, and close the door behind you. I'll get with you later. That's how they do it. And guys, if you feel like you're a piece of meat, if you feel like what I'm saying, that, you know, I don't want to be the guy to feel like I'm a piece of meat, let's talk for a second. Let us talk before I bring you motherfuckers downstairs from the Book of Grassology. We must talk from the Book of Grassology, gentlemen. Let me tell y'all motherfucking something. The reason why you're a piece of meat is because, gentlemen, you're a piece of meat. That's the truth. That's it. She doesn't want your company. She doesn't want to talk. That's for the other guy. When she wants to snuggle with somebody, she'll call him. When she wants to talk to somebody, she'll call that guy over. When she wants to have dinner because she's feeling lonely, she'll call that guy. When she wants her rent paid, she'll call that guy. No, hey, they ain't getting pussy. They just getting her time. So don't get mad that she's with somebody. Or, you know what, y'all fucking, you smashing her and shit like that. And her phone ring, right? You know, you got to be, she's going to be like this. Shh. Wait, she's going to be going this way. She's like, shh. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Hello? Hey, honey. How you doing? Yeah. I'm just hanging out with the girls. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm just hanging out. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just hanging out with the girls. And guys, look, guys. Sometimes you can have fun. It ain't nothing like when you know when she's talking to her parents that you just start putting your dick all in their face and shit. That's fun times. But we ain't going to talk about that right now. What I'm saying for y'all guys out there is that you got to realize you got a place, okay? So with that being said, y'all motherfuckers been up here too long. We got to go back down.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Doom.
All right, now we back to the show, guys. I'm sorry. For all those people that were waiting on us to come down, I had to take everybody upstairs and have a little powwow with them on motherfucking Friend with Benefits 101. You cannot put your emotions in this shit, guys. As soon as you do it, you lose. I'm telling you. Do not get mad if she's on the phone with a guy and you're next to her smashing her and she's saying she's with her girlfriend. Don't take it the wrong way. She's got to maintain the chauffeur, the guy that's paying her bills. She's got to maintain the guy that's buying her food and drinks and stuff. Yeah, you got to play your position. If you know you're a point guard, you can't get in the back. You can't get down underneath the rim to play center. That's not your position. You're too motherfucking light in the ass to play center. So get your ass around the perimeter and start taking them jumpers and shit. Now, you could come in the lane, but you can't stay in the lane, okay? Play your role and play your position. That's what I'm trying to say to y'all guys. Play your role, play your position. As long as you're playing your role and playing your position, then the only one that's going to get caught up is her. But okay, but let's talk about it now. Now this is important. We got to talk. We got to talk because I don't think y'all understand. Hey, there's another side to this. Now, gentlemen, a lot of women think that they pussy is the bomb. A lot of women, see, let me explain women 101 to y'all guys. See, you know why women think they got good pussy? Because a lot of women know how to make guys nut really fast. You know what I mean? 3 minutes in, 5, 2 minutes, one, put the tip in, ooh. So these women are walking around thinking that they pussy is the bomb. Like, they got the best pussy on the planet Earth. Like, their pussy, like, shines like gold or something, right? Because they know how to make motherfuckers nut real fast, right? Well, this is why I keep telling y'all, man. When y'all fuck a woman the first time, you don't nut at all. Do not nut. Listen, I don't care if you got to jerk off twice before you go over her house. I don't give a fuck how you do it, why you do it, where you do it. I'm saying the first time you fuck, you must take the power out of her pussy. Because she thinks that her pussy is so good that it's going to fuck you up and make you just, I mean, they got a way. Hey. Especially them older chicks, they know how to grab your dick with their pussy, because you know it's muscles, so they know how to work their muscles and hold on to that dick. Oh man, they know a lot of tricks of the trade. But what I'm saying is, don't motherfucking nut the first time. I want her to bounce on that dick, throw that pussy on you every way she can, and scratch her head, be like, damn, why the fuck ain't he coming? Why ain't he coming with this pussy? Why the fuck ain't he? Huh, let me throw this on him. Let me throw that on him, okay? That's rule number one. But when you beat the brakes off her ass, dude, I don't care how many contracts you have with them. I don't care when you say, I'm just your friend, we just fucking, we ain't going to have no relationship, you could do whatever you want to do and all this other shit. When you beat the brakes off that pussy, dude, after it's over, especially if you could make her come a few times, all of a sudden, dog, it happens like this. All of a sudden, after she get done, this is what she's going to be doing. It's going to start off like this. Thinking in her head, who is this guy? He beat the pussy up. Oh my God. Ooh, ooh. And guys, let me stop the music real quick. Let me tell you when your ass is in trouble. When you fuck the shit out of her the first time, and she's either looking at you like, what the fuck did you just do to this pussy? Or she's sitting in the bed like this, kind of rocking back and forth. Or if she excuses herself, goes in the bathroom, turns the water on you, then you in fucking trouble. See, guys, I know this is going to sound crazy, but this goes back to Uncle Ben. With great power comes great responsibility. This is why I tell you guys, you can't fuck. See, a lot of you motherfuckers are ego-driven. That means you just want to fuck for ego. So I'm going to tear that pussy up. And sometimes you do. But there's a problem in tearing up the pussy. Once you tear up the pussy, she, like a quarterback in the NFL, she is going to want to rip up the contract and renegotiate the terms. I'm telling you right now. Okay, remember you first met her? She had her car guy, the maintenance man, the shoulder, the bank, the drink guy. She had all of her motherfuckers right lined up, right? Then all of a sudden, one by one, well, I just want to let you know, I just let somebody go. I just didn't feel it was right for me. Oh, no. You in trouble at that point. At that point, what she's doing is she's trying to make the relationship that at that time. She's going to start to knock down all these guys for you because she's going to want to sit on the corner of the bed and she's going to want to have a talk. Well, you know, I want to have a talk with you. Like, see, all right, like. Here's a prime example of a booty call. Let me find it. Which one of them play? This is a prime example. When they want to talk, that's when you have problems. When you get in an argument with her and you ready to cut her off, they going to keep calling you and want to talk to you because they want to get things right because they want the dick. They want the dick. They want the relationship from you. Let me see which one I'm going to play. Trying to think which one I'm going to play here. let's go with this one. Listen.
Skipping urgent message.
This is the, please give me a call when you get this message. I had a lot of things weighing on me yesterday, and some of which were you, but when you texted me this morning, that's the place that I was. But no, I was not. I don't know. You seem to have taken things to the end of the relationship. Me, I feel as though I just wanted to not be bothered with my phone And it concerns me that you're so easily to, you know, give up on things, and I wasn't there. Like, where did that come from? You assume the worst. You tell me always to, you know, not assume the negative. And then that's the first thing you did with me. That's the very first thing you did. And so that right there concerns me. And if that is it, then take it. But don't do that, because it's not you, for one. And it sounds like a little bit of me coming out of you, but for you to tell me to do you and all that, I mean, where is that coming from? That's so negative, and it's just not even about being negative right now. It's about sorting out some very serious feelings that I had for you, and, you know, not being able to reach out and touch you and talk to you when I think it's necessary, when I deem it, you know, emotionally necessary to talk, not being able to do those things. I was not ready to subject myself to that type of, you know, and I was not able to endure it. And I think the way you're responding is just making it even worse for me. So I need to talk to you with regards to that, and just, you know, maybe the talk you suppose that we should be having, that needs to take place then, obviously. I don't know. Your reaction to everything is really disappointing, and I don't think that when, you know, it only brings me to the situation when it was reversed, how I continuously called you and was like, no, don't shut me out, but you're so willing to cave in and just be like, okay, fine, do you. That's terribly, terribly, and, I mean, I wasn't even upset. I was just, you know, needing some peace and needing some, you know, clarity in my mind, and, you know, that was the only way I would be able to get it, as if I shut my phone off. So for you to respond the way you're responding is just really, 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 really disheartening. So, yeah.
End of message. Delete.
You hear that shit? That's what I'm talking about. When they look, when they know the dick is really good, what they're going to do is they got to justify shit. You know, I know... I know you said that we were going to be, you know, just friends with benefits. And I know you said that all we were going to do was fuck. But this is not fair. I don't want to be with those other guys and shit. See what I'm saying? I'm telling you all this shit, guys. What I'm saying to y'all guys, this is when you got to let their asses go. You do not want to have a relationship with women like this. Here's what I keep trying to tell y'all guys. Y'all got to know when to let women go and when not to. But the only way you got to understand, and I keep telling you, and like I tell you with the single mom, if you smash her ass too right, all of a sudden you'll be getting that phone call. Hey, how you doing? This is such and such. Well, I was just thinking about you, and I'd love to see you. You know, I'm at the park with the kids. Oh, baby, 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 look. Enjoy your kids. We'll get together later. That's all you say. But as soon as she wants to start involving you with the kids, that means she's catching feelings. And if a woman is catching feelings for you, you got to let her go. Hey, remember, this is that Star Trek Captain Kirk decision. You have got to make sound decisions, and you got to know that. You know what? Hey, I got to let you go, baby. Yeah, I got to let you go. But what's going on? Baby, look, we can't do this. We can't do this. Why? Because, baby, it's just not the right time for us right now. Maybe we could pick this up later on. But you don't tell them what they need to do. I just need you to get that chauffeur back. I need you to get that goddamn food and that guy that's going to buy you drinks back. I need you to go to the club more so you can get more free meals and shit. I need you to get more guys putting up your Christmas lights and shit. I don't want you to get rid of them. I want you to add to it. You ain't fucking them. I'm the fuck guy. I'm not the relationship. You see what I'm saying, guys? That's what I'm trying to get y'all to see. There's a different, but see, this is what I'm saying, guys. Look, that's why I tell you I want you to get to know her in an intimate way. Because that leaves the door open to swinging to the right, or excuse me, the left, and have a relationship, or swinging to the right and just fuck. Intimate is intimate. But as you're talking to her, you can start to figure out what kind of intimate you want to be by the way y'all talk. And if a woman ain't throwing a pussy at you within a few days, then she doesn't see you as someone she wants to fuck. Women love dick, but they got to be choosy about what dick they mess with. Now, a lot of women have gotten burned. What I mean is they trusted the wrong dick. So you got all these things lined up, gentlemen, that you've got to go through. But what I'm saying is that, look, my whole thing is this, and this is why I tell you why I don't mind guy friends if we just fucking. If you have guy friends and all we doing is fucking, please keep them motherfuckers. Because I'm not taking you out to dinner. I'm not buying you shit. We just going to fuck. That's all we going to do. Hang out with your guy friends. Because I'm sure three of them motherfuckers want to buy you dinner, want to take you out. They'll pay your rent and all that shit. I ain't doing that shit. But that's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying to you guys is this. While you're talking to her, you can get a determination that, all right, you know what? Look, she's not the woman for me. I don't think I was attracted to her as much as I thought I would be, right? So at this point, you can go ahead and let your hair down a little bit and say, hey, you know what? Start talking a little more dirtier to her. Because it's either going to do two things. It's either going to make her listen to the dirty shit you're saying, or it's going to run her ass off. And it's a win-win situation, because at that point, I realize that we can't have a relationship. This ain't going nowhere. Or, hey, guys, I got some smooth shit for you. Check this one out. You don't even have to even mention a booty call. See, if you play it right, she always going out with her guy friends and shit, right? Let her go. You make sure you get that hit while she's at the club. That time is like when you say to her, you know what? What you doing? What you getting into? No, I'll probably just come home. Well, hey, instead of coming home, why don't you come over here? Or what I could do, and since you're closer to the club than I am, why don't I just come over there and spend some time with you later on tonight? That's it. She know what time it is. You don't have to. Guys, what I'm saying to you guys is this. When you do it right, all right, check it out. Follow Uncle Ness. When you really putting flavor in her ear, all right? I'm talking about flavor in her ear, motherfucker. What's going to happen is, and this is how it starts, they are going to give you their itinerary. They're going to start telling you what they're doing all day. That's when you know you got something going. Because what she'll do is, she'll say, you know what, I'll probably go to the grocery store probably around 11:30, 12, whatever, right? And without you even having to ask, that motherfucker will take a selfie in the grocery store and motherfucking show you, or take a video that she's in there and all that other shit, right? But, I shouldn't give y'all this one. I shouldn't give y'all this one because I don't want y'all to think that I'd like to break up relationships and shit. But if you ever want to set some shit up to cover your ass, right, with a booty call, what you want to do, especially go to a hotel with a chick that you know she got a man. I don't know if I should tell y'all this. I don't know if I should tell y'all this shit, dog. Ooh. All right. Let me. All right. Let me give y'all some Gigolo 101. All right. Let me give y'all some shit, okay? I'd rather use it as a gigolo instead of a regular guy because I feel better. At least you're getting paid for this shit. All right. Now, so when you start getting clients and shit, you start blowing their back out, they're going to want to see you more than maybe what their husband's asking or whoever's paying for the situation. So when it comes time to hooking up at a hotel with her or something like that, all you want to do, guys, is tell her to bring a different shirt, okay? A different shirt. So if she's wearing a blue shirt right now, tell her to bring the black shirt, right? And what you want her to do is if she's going shopping, take some photos in the black shirt. Tell her if she's going to the club, wear that same black shirt, take some photos there at different places. Get around your girlfriends, take some selfies and all that other shit. Make sure you wear the same shirt. Wherever you're going, take pictures if you're driving in a car with the shirt, right? Why? Because when you're smashing these women, sometimes they guys or sometimes the chauffeur, because there's a lot of jealousy. See, you got to understand something, guys. If you're the one getting the dick, they're not getting dick, right? So a lot of them guys are really jealous. And a lot of those women don't want to lose bank accounts. So sometimes some of the bank accounts will be like, well, what you doing right now? You know, the insecure type motherfucker. What you doing right now? Nothing. I'm just hanging out with my girlfriends. Oh, well, shit, let me see what you do. Hey, got the picture? Send it. So I'm just showing you all some shit, dog. I should have told you all that, but that's a little bit of game right there. What you want to do? Tell old girl, wherever she going, even on lunch break, as she going in her car, switch shirts, go to Chili's with her girlfriends, sit at the booth, take some selfies like that, take selfies in the car, selfies at the club, so everywhere she's going, even when she's at the gym. Well, she can't take the thing at the gym, but if you're getting some afternoon fucking, have her take some gym selfies and everything like that. See, what we want to do is be more proactive than defensive, right? So what we want to do also with the photos is also take quick video, like 5-second videos and shit. Compile those up as well. Why? Because if she rolling, right, and she want to play offense, what do? You send the guy the photo or you send the guy the video, the 5-minute video. That way he's got his bowl full of, oh, okay, so she's just keeping me up to date what she's doing, or the club or whatever, you know, that all this stuff work. But I shouldn't be telling y'all. I mean, my gosh, I know. Yeah, the decoy pics, dog. I feel like, Josh, I might take this down. Y'all don't even know about all that shit. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is that all of a sudden when she starts letting you know what's going on, really let you know what's going on, that's when you can go ahead and start flirting a little bit more. You can push the boundaries of what y'all are doing. That's why I keep telling y'all the photos are very important. I'll tell you, all ask for photos. Let me see you. Because the more you see her, what you're doing is you're really seeing her, but you spitting some yak, you putting flavor in her ear based off of what she's sending you, to a point where she's going to send you ass pictures, titty pictures, pussy pictures, shower pictures. You're going to get all that shit for free, but that's what I'm saying. You just got to give her a reason why to do it. Then when she start doing that kind of shit, you have just hit a new pathway. You don't have to worry about courting her, taking her out to dinner and buying her drink. Listen, I only say I want to take you out to get to know you better just in case I can't get you to get a pussy up within 2 days. So I've got the backup plan already. Like, when I'm like, you know what, I do want to take you out, feed the ducks. I mean, it is cheap. I could do that. But just because I say I want to go on a date with you. All right, guys, think about this. You remember the guy that met the chick in one day and I made him make her play her pussy in the car? He didn't have to take her out to dinner. There's no dinners, no drinks, none of that. It's straight fucking. That's what I'm talking about. See, when you can spit that flavor in her ear with your voice or your texting, okay, you can bypass and leapfrog over what the normal guy has to do. The normal guy has to take her out 3 or 4 times. The normal guy's got to kiss her ass. I don't want that pathway. I want the pathway that's least resistant, and that is spitting flavor in her ear. And when you're the last thing she thinks about when she goes to bed, and you're the first thing she thinks about when she wakes up in the morning, dude, the pussy's damn near yours. That's what I'm saying, man. Jeremy, that's what I'm saying, man. That's my job to think. But what I'm saying is to y'all guys out there, what we are about to do is we are about to – wait, what the fuck is this?
So – you made me so wet when you just kissed her with your lips, all gentle. It made me feel so good.
Whoever sent that, it's too low. I'll get it turned up. But I appreciate that, dog. I appreciate that. So, what we're going to do, I'm about to wrap this shit up in a second. Hold on a second, dude. Hold on a second. Hold on. All right, so we're about to wrap this up. We did a good almost 3 hours a day. So for you guys out there, if y'all got questions in the chat room, I'd like to take a moment and just answer some of those questions before I roll on this motherfucker. But anyway, just like I say, dude, we might do a Riding with the Dean tomorrow, so make sure y'all subscribe. Hit that, you want to like it. Just subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification, because when we go, we do Riding with the Deans and stuff like that. We do that a lot, so make sure y'all check that out. Get to hit the notification button to get the updates on everything like that. But like I say, guys, look, y'all have got now. I'm telling you, I'm warning you before I wrap this shit up, that you must be careful of getting caught up in the ass. You got to be careful. A lot of y'all guys get used to that pussy so much that you don't try to look for any other pussy, and you get, like, sucked into a relationship. Don't do that. Keep dating. Keep meeting. Keep moving forward. That's what I want you guys to do. But let me see. If y'all got any questions real quick, I'll be happy to answer any of those. If not, we're going to go ahead and wrap this shit up and go from there. But what we're going to be starting to talk about, because – and it kind of goes good for what – I'm just saying, it's not good because the disease is out there, that corona shit's out there. But this right here is a great – moment for you guys to clean the fuck up. And when I talk about is that air you breathing right now, I'm talking about the Morpheus shit, that when you realize that, wait a second, I can do the same shit I can outside this motherfucking door, and I can do the same thing online, oh, it's a new ball game. But we're going to talk about that when Neo and Morpheus are fighting, and he's talking about the air. Now, I might do that on Monday or Wednesday. I have not decided yet, but we will see. We will definitely see that. And guys, if y'all have any questions, hey, all my dogs out there, did y'all anybody see No Country for Old Men? Remember, I told y'all about that. Did anybody watch that? Anybody watch No Country for Old Men? Like I was telling y'all, if y'all did, I'd like to know what y'all thought about it before I wrap this up. But it was a good show today. Very good show. Ryan with the dean tomorrow. I don't know what time, but we'll do it. When I do it, I'll post it.
Let me see something. All right. All right, cool. All right.
So let me know. Any questions? Let me see. MN13, that gray had no heart, was a straight killer. Anton was mean. I respect his code. Yeah. After you saw him last night. What you think about the black metal? What you think about it, man? Oh, Anton was mean. Yeah, I respect his code. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Ice cold. Yeah, he didn't give a fuck. Yeah, Sugar did not give a fuck. All right, guys. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Yeah, good show, man. Soak this up. Guys, if y'all need me, holler at me. We're going to have some more commercials and stuff. I'm getting those loaded up. We'll have some funny, some fucked up commercials and shit. Some other shit I have planned. I got a lot of stuff planned that I'm going to add to the channel and stuff to have a little more fun with y'all. But for right now, we'll go ahead and wrap this up, guys. Y'all need me, holler me at themanmindset@gmail.com. Let me give it to you one more time, themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com. Send me your name, send me your number, I'll holler at you. I got a few things I got to take care of and shit right quick. But I got you covered. We'll chop it up. But like I say, man, if you need coaching, get at me. You need to, if you're ready to buy a product, get at me. Don't just buy shit. Send me your number. I'll call you. It is me, and we'll try to figure out a pathway for you that leads to your fingerprint and fingerprint only, okay? All right, man. I appreciate y'all guys, man. Y'all have a very good night, man. So we're going to chop some up, man. I'm going to go jump on some Call of Duty. Hey, shit, I got to catch up on Larry David, Call of Duty, Homeland. I got a lot of shit I got to do, and I got to take care of some clients and shit. So I got some. Got a little bit of everything to do, so it's going to be a few hours. I'm going to be able to. So, anyway, guys, y'all have a very, very good night, man, and get with your boy later, okay, man? We out this bitch.